It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us once again, Mastodon drummer Bron Dehler. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for being on the show once again. Medium Rarities from Mastodon is out now, a collection of rare tracks released digitally for the first time. And of course, there's the brand new song, Fallen Torches. And you've always been immersed in Mastodon, literally round the clock, 7 days a week, year after year. How has the abrupt shutdown of the pandemic made you change the way you might allocate your energy in the future?
Oh, geez. You are correct. 24/7 has pretty much been Mastodon for about 20 years. It's for 20 years plus. And it's been something that I've been unable to turn off, you know. Just all constantly going and constantly trying to think of, you know, when we're off tour, what are we going to do for the next tour? T-shirt designs, what's next for music, da, 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 da. You know, the list goes on. So the shutdown, when that happened, was probably literally the first time that I've been able to shut Mastodon off from my brain, you know. So it was kind of a weird feeling, but I liked it, you know, and I feel like it was much needed. So if there was any sort of silver lining from this horrible pandemic for me during like the 2 or 3 months that we decided to not come to the studio and not engage in Mastodon activities, I took the opportunity to focus my artistic efforts elsewhere and not in music. So I was like drawing, basically I drew a clown every day for 101 days straight. And the clown would take me about anywhere from 5 to 7 hours to do. I would get up at 8 o'clock in the morning and make coffee and sit at my coffee table, crack my sketchbook open and start to draw the daily clown, which by the end of the day, I would send around to about 40 or 50 different people that kind of turned into a snowball. It started with about 5 or 6 people getting the daily clown. And then by the end, it was about almost 50 people or so. And it would take me an hour to send each text message with the clown embedded in the message there because I don't have any social media or anything. So, that's what I did.
Bron from Mastodon with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Their Medium Rarities is out now. Here's a tune that is an unreleased track that is on Medium Rarities. Fallen Torches, Mastodon on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, Mastodon drummer Bron Dehler with us on the show. And Mastodon is working on a new album that's a creative representation of Nick John, your late manager. What's comforting and distracting when the basis of music is being built with so much emotional vulnerability?
Well, I mean, I would say that a lot of the subject matter is going to probably be you know, a majority of it's going to be focused around him, but it's not going to be, you know, everything we do from now on is going to be, will be in some way dedicated to him, you know, because he was just such an integral part of our existence, you know, and we just miss him a lot, basically. And so when you experienced something like that and such a heavy loss for our group, you know, which we've dealt with loss and we've put loss into the music, but it was more, you know, for each person, it was somebody for each person, basically, you know, but this person was sort of the center of the Mastodon universe, you know, in a lot of ways. He was like the fifth member almost, you know, so, for us to sidestep that would be, it's not going to be able to happen. Probably the pandemic is going to lend itself to so much art and music, and it's going to be in the lyrics of a lot of the songs that are going to be coming out. It's like the kind of thing that's impossible to push to the side once you're creating art, because, you know, especially for us, it's sort of where we deal with some of the tougher things that life can deal you, you know. It's where we put those things. Mastodon has become that I'm not going to say that it's like this therapeutic thing because I don't know. But I think that it's tough, really. It's kind of tough to listen to be honest. Because some of the lyrics and things will trigger these memories, you know. And not that every single thing, when I think about Nick John, it's not like every single thing is a sad thing, but at the moment it still is a little bit, you know. It's kind of half and half. You know, you can like have these special memories that make you laugh, like we were talking about. We were talking about the other day because we were relearning this song called The Thickening from The Hunter. And I just remember Nick John used to call me up and I would answer the phone and be like, hello. And he would recite one little lyrics from the song that goes, wrapped up like a baby. And we just all started cracking up. So it is getting a little bit easier, you know. Listening back to the demos is, I think I said it in another interview, it's kind of devastating, you know. Just, but we also want to, you know, we want to honor him. So it's very, very important that the songs are great, or that we feel like the songs are great, and that they do honor him. And it is something that he would have fallen in love with, you know, which he was our biggest cheerleader, you know what I mean? So he was, you know, everything that, you know, I would send him a riff on my, from my phone that I recorded at practice, like, dude, listen to this riff. You know, he'd call me a couple minutes later and just, we would talk about the riff for like 20 minutes. So he was always super, super supportive, and he loved our band. You know, he was our biggest fan. So we just want to, it's just, when you're in there and you're creating something and it's got such, and we're putting such a heavy weight that it'd be great. You just want to really, really pay attention to every single little detail and make sure that it's the best thing that you can create in that moment, you know, for him.
We've got Braun from Mastodon with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jacket. Going to take a quick break. Still to come, music from Metallica, Testament, Josta's weekly pick from The Pit with Jamie Josta. Braun is going to be picking music. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Mastodon drummer Braun Daler is my guest on the show this week. And Braun, there's already an overabundance of material for the new album. What does having that much music reveal about the process of making a Mastodon album and the band in general?
I would say that it's a good problem to have, you know, but it's also a little bit stressful because I feel like maybe we've had too much time off. Like a lot of groups, I think that we've had too much time, and we're constantly working. You know, we had the little shutdown there for a couple months, but we're back at it. And I guess it's a good thing that, you know, we're still wanting to come down here, wanting to work, and we're still excited about our 20-year-old project. You know, that we're our project that we've been working on called Mastodon. It's exciting to me that, because every time you go to approach writing new stuff, you know, you kind of say, well, when is this well going to dry up, you know? When are we going to go looking and can't find it anymore, you know? That's always sort of a fear that a lot of musicians and artists go through. And sometimes you do have that, like, a mild case of writer's block, or maybe you have a severe case of writer's block, but that just isn't the case with us, luckily. We have an abundance of material. We have a lot of really great things. The hardest part is going to be picking the ones that are going to go on the actual album, you know, because there are too many songs at this point. We want to put maybe around 10 to 12 songs on the album, and we have like 30. So
that's a lot.
that's a lot. That's too much. So, but, you know, I think that it's coming into focus now. You know, the ones that we are wanting to play more than the other ones, those are the ones that are going to make it, you know. But even with the ones that we all are really, really digging, there's too many of those too. You know, there's like 20 of those that are like, and there's, you know, there's always room for new ideas too. Like we were jamming the other day and we have like 30 songs that we could be running through, and we started writing something brand new. So it's like, stop, you know, but don't stop as well, because as much as I think it's kind of not the best idea to have one in the chamber, you know, and I don't necessarily think that it's a great idea for us to release a double album. You know, I don't see the problem with recording a full-length album, and then because of the fact that we're not going to be able to go on tour immediately, record another full-length album not far after. So I think that that's a possibility, that we will have an abundance of music and we'll have an abundance of stuff that we really dig that we can release to the public, you know, while we're still in this muck.
Bron from Mastodon with us. Medium Rarities is out there now. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Iron Maiden, Testament. We'll check out a new tune from Fate's Warning and have more with Bron after this. It's Full Metal Jackie, Mastodon drummer Bron Daler with us on the show this week. Mastodon's Medium Rarities is out now. Of course, a collection of rare tracks released digitally for the first time, as well as the band's brand new song, Fallen Torches. And Mastodon is part of Bill and Ted Face the Music with a track called Rufus Lives. How does the connotation of a song change by association when it's connected to the whole other story of a movie?
Well, we didn't have anything. Like, we had a few of those riffs were sort of put together, you know, and they had been, I don't know, loosely specific about what they wanted, you know. They described a scene to us. They showed us the scene. We had to sort of tailor it around that. And they told us the situation, what was happening. And so that's pretty much where you take your, that's kind of an easy thing to do, I think. You know, it's like when you're given you're kind of handed this narrative, it makes it a lot easier because, you know, for us, usually, you know, we're coming up with our own narrative and our own storytelling. So writing for somebody else and kind of just plucking one song out of the repertoire, it makes it easy and it makes it kind of fun. You know, it's like it's sort of a no pressure situation, you know, especially if they dig it. You know, we sent them the rough track, a demo of it, you know, and they were like, yeah, that's killer. I think the first thing that we sent over was a little too dark and depressing, you know, like we do. They were kind of wanting this party rock and roll vibe, you know, that's the kind of a little lighter, a little more fun. And it's sort of hard for us to do that, I guess, come to find out, you know. So the first thing that we sent over, they said, that's a little doom and gloom. You want to lighten it up a little bit? We're like, oh, yeah, sorry. I don't know. It's hard to not be yourself, I guess, you know. But I still think that I really like the song. It's a ripper, you know, and it was really fun to play. It was really fun to put together. And it's just really cool to be folded into another sort of pop culture moment, you know, and it was such a big, if you were a child of the 80s, like we all were, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure was a super fun, awesome movie for, it seemed like it was tailor-made for rockers in that era, so, you know. It was really cool to be, it's cool to be a part of all that kind of stuff. You know, we're kind of a lucky band before we've had a lot of those, opportunities over the years, like, Aqua Teen Hunger Force or, Game of Thrones, you know? I think that it's awesome. And we love when those opportunities come up, and we love being associated with things like that, because it's just a super fun, life experience.
Bron from Mastodon with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, we'll be checking out new music from Mr. Bungle. Plus, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. More with Bron. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Bron Daler from Mastodon is with us on the show. And we've been talking about Medium Rarities. It's a new compilation of obscurity, such as cover songs, live tracks, and one-off singles. Bron, what's the hardest part about making unrelated songs come together as a cohesive album?
What's the hardest part about it? At first I was all for it, releasing that, you know, because I think that, you know, those songs, they're just sort of like shrapnel, you know, they're over here, they're over there, one's on a, it's good to get them all together in the collection, and really kind of like almost like a photo album for me, you know. It's like, oh, I remember that. And, you know, so for me, it's like a trip down memory lane when I sit and listen to it. I wasn't paying too much attention to it when it first came together. I knew that we were going to release it. I knew that we wanted a way to release Fallen Torches that wasn't just like, oh, here's a song, you know. So it made more sense to do this, where we could get all these loose leaf songs together, because it's very rare for us to go and do a loose leaf song, you know. We always are like putting our efforts into a full album experience. We're like a full album band, and that's how we consider ourselves. So the fact that over 20 years we have collected all these little cover songs and, you know, bits and pieces, Fringe, it seemed like a good idea to get them all together. Now, the track listing itself, I think Troy sat and kind of poured over that, the way to arrange all of them. But when he did, and then I got a copy of the test pressing, sat down with some friends in my music room and listened to it on the turntable, and I was like, that was actually pretty cool. It's very eclectic, all over the place, and it's got Fallen Torches in there, and I'm into it. I back it, and I love the artwork, and I just think it's a cool package. It's a cool thing for fans, and I think that there's a lot of our fans that either hadn't heard of some of those songs or didn't even know they existed, and then some of our super fans that maybe own them on like a 7-inch or something, where it's, you know, these days maybe a little bit rarer for, you know, no pun intended, for people to go and sit down and listen to 7-inches. You know, it's kind of a ritual of the past, if you will. I think a lot of, there are a lot of people that maybe do that, but it's much more common for people to listen on their Spotify or listen on whatever streaming service they pay into, or to have it on a CD even, or to have it on a full-length album and have all that stuff together, so you're not like breaking out one 7-inch and another 7-inch and let me see if I can find that Feist cover, let me listen to that. And so this is just a convenient package and a good way to kind of celebrate 20 years of us being a band, you know.
Bron Daler with us. Pick up Mastodon's latest release, Medium Rarities. It's out now. Bron, so great to catch up with you. Thank you so much for being on the show, and be safe out there.
Hey, no problem. Thanks, Jackie. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Stick around. We've got more metal on the way.